Hello, everyone. This is another installment of our series looking at the history of the Steelers drafts on a round-by-round basis. Today's installment is going to examine picks in the seventh round. And as always,
I'm right.
He's wrong.
Looking at the history of the Steelers drafting in the seventh round, you see a lot more than you should, because when you're drafting in the seventh round, you're probably just trying to get a guy to come in and play some special teams for you, maybe contribute a little bit for a couple of years. You can see by the names on our list here that the Steelers have a lot of guys who have done a lot more than that. My favorite of all time, after much deliberation, Brett the Diesel Kiesel, defensive end from Brigham Young, a seventh-round pick, and a guy who made the team and first made his mark on the team, coincidentally, covering kickoffs. Kiesel did that even though he was a 6'5", 285-pound defensive end. Shortly thereafter, he became one of those heart and soul players of the second Super Bowl era, a guy who did his job, a guy who did his job with some style, a guy who became a team leader, a guy who became kind of a franchise consciousness type of guy and a temperature of the team type of guy for the media. Brett Kiesel, professional in every sense of the word, productive, a team guy, a charitable guy, a Pittsburgh guy. He's my all-time seventh rounder.
I'm going to go a little old school on you here and go back to the class of 1951, Ray Matthews. Now, this was back in a day when NFL rosters were only 33 players, and so guys had to do more than one thing. Special teams, in fact, was a part of just about every player's game day experience. You know, during the 52 and 53 NFL seasons, Ray Matthews rushed for 575 yards. He caught passes for 889 more yards, and he returned punts and kickoffs for 525 yards and 694 yards, respectively. He also scored 11 touchdowns. Ray Matthews was truly one of the Steelers' NFL stars during the time he played on the team. And here's another little tidbit of why Ray Matthews is always one of my favorite players. The Steelers and Browns series started in 1950. The Steelers lost a lot of games before they finally defeated the Cleveland Browns in 1954 by a score of 55-27. In that game, Ray Matthews scored 4 touchdowns.
Oh. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you tomorrow on Steelers.com. No, I said trade up and order the pepperoni.